Welcome to Shomach Shom on the Daf Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Sholem, Alei Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph. The Mishnah Amud Bei says, that when Tzoyer Umoyre Nidoy Nashem Soifoy. But Tzoyer Umoyre, even though he didn't do something so wrong right now, but he's going to be punished based on what he's going to do in the end. He's going to turn to be a big Rasha. So that's why he's punished right now. So the Kushya that the Mefarshim were busy with is that we know by Yishmael, the Malachim came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, punish Yishmael because his children are going to cause tzaris for Am Yisrael. They're going to cause him to starve and to die from thirst. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'asher Hu Shom, we only judge him based on what he is at that moment. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah of Tzayin learns from here that that's how it works in Rosh Hashanah. The din of Rosh Hashanah is Ba'asher Hu Shom, wherever he is at that moment. So do you judge based on what it is right now, Ba'asher Hu Shom, or you judge based on the future? L'chura seems to be a stira between the Gemaras. So there's several answers set on this question. We'll mention here a few of them. First answer is of Yom Mizrahi, the Re'im. He says that by Ben Tzoyer Moire, he already started doing something bad. He started. He initiated. He began his bad path. He didn't do something so terrible, but he's already in the bad path. So therefore, he's Nidoy Al Shem Soifoy. By Yishmael, says the Re'im, we didn't see he did anything bad. We're saying that in the future, his children will do something wrong. So that's why he's not Nidoy. That's why we don't judge him based on the future, but only based on the present. The Maharal, the Guru, when he brings the Re'im, he says that that's not the Mashmos of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah speaks about Yom Medina Rosh Hashanah, and it says, Ein Donim Es Ha'odom Elefim Ma'isa Shavoy Sashah. We just go and judge person based on what he is right now. Mashmos, it doesn't matter if he started to do something bad, he didn't do something bad. We only judge what we have in front of you. Another answer is brought down in the Maharsha. Maharsha there, Rosh Hashanah, Deftet Zayin. The Maharsha says that by Ben Tzoyer Moire, he himself is going to be a Rasha. So if he himself is going to be a Rasha, so then you judge him based on the future. But by Yishmael, it's not him. The Malachim are telling that his children will do something wrong. So for that, you don't judge a person based on the future. So the Sfasemis asked the same question that Maharal has in the Ram. Says, but what does the Gemara learn from here? The Gemara says that a person Rosh Hashanah is neither in the Fimaisov. It's Masha, even though he eventually will become a Rasha, but he right now is not a Rasha, so you judge him based on now. There's another answer mentioned in the name of Isaac Sher. The pshat is that really there's two midas in the world. There's midas adin, and there's the midas arachamim. If you judge based on din only, so you go based on what you have right now. You don't go based on the future. Yishmael is not being judged in any way favorable. He just goes based on what he is right now. That's midas adin. But Bitzoyer Moire is a rachmanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says, Yomuz Zakai Val Yomuz Chayav. Let him have that special mercy of Hashem not to allow him to become a Rasha. So that special mercy is not coming to Yishmael. It's coming only to a Yid who's a Ben Tzoyer Moire. So Anichanami, we really should judge based on now. That's the Midas Adin. Midas Arachmi is to take in consideration what will come in the future. But the Maharal and the Guru Aryeh, he speaks about it both in Parshas of Vayera by Yishmael and in Parshas Ki Teitzeh when he speaks about Ben Tzoyer Moire. His answer is, that there's the difference between Ben Tzoyer Moire and Yishmael, is that Yishmael is Nidoy Bidei Shamayim, and Ben Tzoyer Moire is Nidoy Bidei Adam, is based in Shamato. Now, what's the difference between based in Shamato and based in Shamalo? So it seems that the Maharal comes with two different explanations. And the second explanation that he has in Parshas Vayera is that based in Shamalo, they go based on the actual reason. Should you punish now? You don't punish now. And we don't punish someone based on the future. We punish what we have in front of us. But based on Shemata, they go based on the Torah. The Torah says to punish a Ben Tzoyer Moire. Now yes, the reasoning of the Torah is to go and take into account what will happen in the future. But that's not the Beis Din. Beis Din Shemata, they follow the rules of the Torah. Now that the Torah says the Ben Tzoyer needs to be punished, so the Beis Din is not judging him based on the future. The Beis Din is judging him based on now. Right now, the Torah said there's such a kid that acts in that way, supposed to be killed. Says the Maharal, hi, so why the Torah took into account the future? Says, well, that's not a question. The Torah is tikkun olam. The Torah has different calculations that have to go into account. But Beis Din always goes based on what you have in front of you. So that's one explanation of the Maharal, a very understood explanation. But then the Maharal seems to be saying another explanation. The Beis Din Shamata can take into account the future. But Beis Din Shilmala, they don't. They just judge based on what you see in front of you. And this is not understood. L'chor is counterintuitive. You would say the opposite. Pesach Shemala, they know the future. They can judge based on the future. Pesach Shemata, they don't know the future. So why would you say Pesach Shemata goes based on the future and Pesach Shemala does not? But l'chor the Ma'al is saying something very clear. Pesach Shemala know the future, so therefore they can never judge based on the future. Every baby that is born should right away be punished because for all the sins he's going to do when he becomes an adult. Pesach Shemata don't know the future. They're judging based on what they see right now. Meaning that this person is in a pathway to eventually get to probably something wrong. But we don't know for sure. So that's what Rav says. Adi Rabba, because based in Shemalo, they know the future. You can't judge based on the future. So you always get take away the whole concept of free will. That a person has a free will to do what he wants. But based in Shemata can judge based on what they see right now and estimate of what's going to happen in the future. The doik that this seems to be the pshat in the Maharal. Anyone who wants to join the Shomashov email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomashov@gmail.com.